And now, dancing the cha-cha.
It's Cha-Cha Kim.
Cha-Cha Kim Fields on Dancing with the Stars. What up, Cha-Cha?
Baby, can you believe it?
You are so good and so cute on this show. This was this. Now, Kim, this is the reality show you should have done first.
What got into you? Wait, first of all, what got into you to go on Real Housewives in Atlanta in the first place?
You know, first of all, good morning, guys.
I'm sorry. Hi, Kim. It's been so long.
And you know, mommy says hi to you, baby, and to you guys too, Jay and everybody, Sybil. But my family, we've been asked to do reality show for years. And so with just the timing wasn't right, the opportunity, just, you know, it never really was right for us. So when this opportunity came up, it's like, you know what? If you're going to try something out, maybe just put your toe in the ocean, not just a little pond. Go big or go home, you know, and that's one of the biggest reality stages.
And what was the straw? That said, you know, I don't need to be on
it
this
show. It was
that
first boat ride, wasn't
you
it?
No, there was no straw.
Yeah, because you had that look on your face like, I shouldn't
well,
be here.
You know, my face doesn't always say okay. But there really wasn't a straw. The whole experience, it was a social adventure, as I had always said. But I also always said, we were trying this out to see if this was a fit, you know, that sort of thing. So when I said, I'm done with the season. We all are done with the season. Production is over. But, yeah, I mean, Tom, you know better than anybody. When you're designing a career, you got to look at a gang of opportunities from the timing, the logistics, family, what you've done, what you haven't done, all sorts of things, you know, mm-hmm. when you're making those decisions. So while a final decision hadn't been made, you know, at the start of the season, I was like, oh, we might just do this for once, you know. And Mom even said, get in, get out.
So done for the season, but if they came, is there enough money in the world to get you back?
Well, first, it's not about the money. You know, okay. It's about opportunity. It's about opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's also about what stimulates me creatively. And again, the whole idea was going into uncharted waters. So again, it's something that I've done, and there's a lot of other projects out there that, and types of projects that I haven't done. We're looking at returning to the stage in a different light. We're looking at scripted drama, a different type of comedy. So again, this is my 40th year in the industry. Tom, can you believe it?
40?
Remember when I was a kid? Remember when you interviewed me as a child?
Yeah,
God,
I sure
so
do.
Good.
He was a child too, Kim.
Yeah, I was a child too. I was a child too.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, look at the blessings. Oh my goodness. So we're still talking to each other in front of millions of people.
Wow.
So are you going back to the show? Are you leaving the show?
Right now, my focus is dancing. You know, my focus is being, you know, flipped around and dips and spins and dancing and dance moves 5 6.
So that's a no.
The focus. That's so my focus is somewhere else. If I wanted to say no, you know me, so I'd definitely tell you, but that's not what the focus is, you know? And it also, again, you have to look at all sorts of things and the timing.
Yeah, this has opened up so much for you, I imagine, and not the least of which is Dancing with the Stars. And you kicked the show off last week. You're the very first
one out there and did.
Got 20 out of 30, Tom and Jay, with the Cha-Cha, really, which is why we like to call her Cha-Cha Kim now.
Which one is harder, the reality show or the dancing show? Yeah, well, both
and who would you like to hurt more, Lynn or Kenya? Yeah.
Apples and oranges, you know. And the thing I love about what the judges had to say, these are the experts. So, of course, you have to listen to what they're saying because, to me, I'm there to also honor their technique and their art. And that's one of the things that Sasha and I really work very hard on is technique and alignment and, you know, things like that. Yes, it's about having fun, but you're having fun celebrating a very specific art form.
Lau, I understand one of your favorite people, you're dancing to her music tonight. This is Latin Night.
Yes. So they surprised me, guys, when they told me that we were dancing to Conga. And I said, oh, you don't even realize Gloria Estefan is one of my heroes. For decades, you know, just her longevity in her career, how she reinvents herself, who she is as a wife, as a mom, when she had that tour bus accident, and how she had to recover. I mean, I just rattled down a laundry list of why she's one of my heroes. And even though we had worked together years ago on a Dick Clark special, I didn't really get to meet her. And so they surprised me with having her talk to me, and I lost my mind, y'all. I mean, I just... And it's not like a starstruck thing, but when you meet somebody that has made an impact on you, and especially if they don't even know it, it's mind-blowing, you know? And the fact that my partner would do that for me just felt fantastic. I was really blown away.
So have you had formal dancing training?
No. You know, back in the day when Mom used to do her plays, and Jay, you've been a part of Mom's shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she has dancers. If she's doing a musical, she will have actual dancers. Like Teresa Randall was one of her dancers.
Oh, wow. And then, definitely write a play, man. Yeah.
Right. But then for the actors, she has what we call movement.
Right.
That means you can, you know, slide to the side and move your arm, but that's about it. Leave the dancing to the dancers. So I haven't had any formal training. Back in the 80s, I think I took one jazz class, you know, for exercise. But this is something else completely
different.
Are your
thighs still talking to each other?
What?
The upper part is still saying, excuse me, pardon me, but because my body's getting Sasha-fied and I'm getting cut, ripped, toned, whatever, these thighs are not talking to each other quite as much.
The thighs are separated. They're not as friendly as they used to be.
They're separated. So, Tom, when you walk, they don't talk to each other in a scraping, you know, sound anymore. You know, she said, excuse me.
You tell a group whose thighs are together, trust us, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're talking to the right group.
You're talking to the right group, right?
There's some overlap, if you will.
That's right.
Yes. Well, we have always said, and we're not the only ones, Kim, that you were too classy and too cool for this show, for the Housewives show. And I thought that first boat ride with Captain Kenya and all of them and the fighting with Portia, I thought, she's got to walk off at
that
point.
There was one look on her face and she started to swim home.
You couldn't say taxi, Uber. She was going to jump off the ship.
You know what? I just swim home. Damn.
Well, you know, when you have an adventure, the thing about an adventure is it can't be
boring. Is that class?
It sounds like she's talking to Quincy and Sebastian.
Aren't you? Well, what she really wants is these heifers.
But she's too classy. She's
too classy.
I'm still my mama's child. But
amen.
Y'all know.
Tell your mom
y'all
and your sister I said, hey, tell everybody, hey.
You know I will.
And we're going to be voting for you and watching you every week. I did last week. I'm going to continue. And everybody else, too.
What's the dance?
Yes, tonight is fire, Latin. Y'all. Y'all aren't ready for tonight.
Woo. Latin night, right?
Latin night.
Hey, yeah. Kim, would you do that conga?
Do that conga.
Yes.